Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Now, the chief executive of Dublin City Council, Owen Keegan, was back before the Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee today over the Garth Brooks Concerts debacle. The country singer was meant to perform five concerts in Croke Park starting next Friday, but planning permission was only granted for three, and he then cancelled all five. Well, Owen Keegan was called back after the GAA's and promoter Peter Aiken's appearances before the committee back on Wednesday. They claimed that Mr Keegan and Dublin City Council gave every indication that all five concerts would go ahead. Mr Keegan denies that. Barry Lenehan reports.
One phone call, two interpretations. On Wednesday, Croke Park Stadium director Peter McKenna told the committee he would swear an affidavit that Owen Keegan assured him in a telephone conversation in February that all five Garth Brooks concerts would be licensed. This afternoon, Mr Keegan confirmed that yes, he rang Peter McKenna and gave an indication all five concerts would get the go-ahead. But he said he offered Mr McKenna no assurances.
I returned a phone call to Mr McKenna early in February 2014. I indicated to Mr McKenna that I would be supportive of the Garth Brooks concert. As chief executive, I am always supportive of events which add value to the city. However, I gave absolutely no assurance, nor could I have given any assurance at that stage, that all five concerts would be licensed, because no event license application had been submitted in respect of the concert. Mr McKenna was fully aware of the event licensing process and must have known that any decision on a license application would have to follow the statutory process and be informed by that process, including any submissions by members of the public, etc., which of course had not been received at that point.
Owen Keegan said he was initially supportive of Garth Brooks's five in a row attempt, but he said he then changed his mind as the GAA had not adequately dealt with the concerns of residents living near Croke Park. On several occasions during the two-hour hearing, Mr Keegan referenced an RTE interview with the GAA's Director-General, Pádraig Duffy, in which Mr Duffy said the five Garth Brooks and the three One Direction concerts would be asking too much of residents. Mr Keegan said this interview was evidence the ultimate licensing decision was the correct one.
It would be my view that what subsequently emerged through the licensing period, that there was a failure to deal with the legitimate concerns. And if you don't agree with my view on that, I've given you the view of the Director General, who has publicly said that it was too big an ask. So clearly there's a recognition by the GAA that there were legitimate concerns and that having eight concerts was too big an ask. So I suppose I wouldn't have liked to rule out the possibility of this, and I would have believed myself that if the legitimate concerns of the residents had been taking place, it would have been possible to give a licence.
On Wednesday, the committee said it would do everything it could to facilitate a judicial review into Dublin City Council's licensing decision in an attempt to resuscitate the five concerts. But the judicial review was eventually scuppered as Mr Keegan refused to allow it go uncontested. Today he claimed he would have been forced to resign if he didn't contest the review.
If I consented to an uncontested judicial review, in a situation where I believe the procedure had been applied fairly, that would be an acknowledgement that it hadn't been, and I would resign then. I couldn't agree to that and remain in my position because it would be completely contrary to everything I believe and to what I told this committee.
When given the opportunity to ask questions, several committee members were critical of Mr Keegan. Fianna Fáil's Timmy Dooley said Mr Keegan had sat back and let the issue spiral out of control. He also said the profile of the event meant all five concerts should have been given the go-ahead.
Talk about the profile of the concerts, then do you give any consideration to the artist concerned? You know, you weren't talking about Metallica here. It wasn't going to be a massive rave. I think anybody that looked at the profile of the people who purchased tickets, I think you could fairly assume that it wasn't going to be a drunken bash in Croke Park for five nights.
Mr Dooley later apologised to Metallica and Metallica fans. Summing up, the committee chairman, John O'Mahony, said the conflict between Owen Keegan and Peter McKenna over that disputed phone call may have to be decided at another forum.
I mean, I suppose, summing up, I think, you know, this whole episode has been an unholy mess. It's also clear from the last few days that the evidence that we've heard over the last week that there is a major conflict between the evidence of the Dublin City manager, Owen Keegan, and the GAA, especially Peter McKenna. Who's right or wrong is not a function of this committee to decide, and it may have to be decided at another forum.
Barry Lenehan reporting there. Ticketmaster say that the refund process is going well. At close of business today, some 190,000 tickets had been refunded.